Incoming rules for Freedom camping vehicles have left rental companies confused. From December this year, campers can no longer apply to have their vehicle classed as self-contained if it has a portable toilet. It will need to be fixed with built-in plumbing to get that certification. The Rental Vehicle Association of New Zealand says 5,000 rental vehicles will need to be refitted by then, and some 120,000 private vehicles. It's written to Tourism Minister Matt Ducey, warning meeting this requirement will be a real curly one, especially given private rentals have an extra 6 months to make the change. Andy Hazlett's Managing Director of Mad Campers. Morning, Andy.
Good morning, Catherine.
So what will actually need to happen now to reach this certification? What's a plumbing toilet in a mobile vehicle look like, and how does it work?
That's a really interesting question. It's been probably the biggest question from all of us over the last couple of years as we've tried to figure this out. A plumbing toilet is effectively no different than a portable toilet, apart from the seat that you sit on is permanently fixed to the vehicle, meaning the whole toilet can't be picked up and removed from the vehicle. The plumbing system, the black water sort of component of that, is still exactly the same in that it's a cassette that needs to be removed by hand and emptied down a dump station.
Okay, so you've still got to manually dump it. It's just that the physical fixture, you can't take it out. Do you know what else you can't do, Andy? You can't pretend you've got one when you haven't got one because it's stuck there. Is that what's motivated the rule?
I'm not sure exactly. I think it's more to do with a perception that people aren't using the smaller porta potty type toilets. But there's been no real clarity on what exactly has motivated this particular law.
So, we've all have our suspicions when we see that self-contained on a ropey-looking van, and we have a peek inside, and like hell do we think there's a toilet in there. I can understand the scepticism people have had of the certification. Tell me how it does work with professional companies like yours. What do you provide in a self-contained vehicle?
Yeah, I think that's important. So, and to be fair, just going back to your first point.
Oops.
Sorry, just getting rid of another call.
Thank you.
Going back to your first point, I think that we all get this around some vehicles, I think, could have been addressed quite easily if there'd been a slightly different tact to how we managed this improvement to the industry. I don't think anyone in the industry disagrees or wouldn't welcome positive change and, always looking to move forward. And looking at some of those vehicles, it's really easy to identify the ones that probably causing the majority of the issues out on the road and possibly aren't fit for purpose. In terms of rental companies like myself or like Mad Campers, we provide a functional layout. We provide all of the kind of training and advice and education that a traveller might need to understand how they use the facilities. We provide a wraparound service from start to finish. So from the moment they email us,
So what's in my van, though? Let's just cut to the chase.
So what's in the van? So in one of our smaller self-contained vans, it is a 10-litre porta potty, and that is one of the biggest. That's where the bathroom is. So that comes with chemicals. That comes with gloves. That comes with a rubbish bin that they're able to kind of throw away any waste. Further to that, under the current self-containment laws, we have enough water for two people for 3 days. The toilet needs to be able to be used while the bed is made up. And then it's around that service and it's around the information that we provide to that.
So
server.
Tell me, do you? I'm getting really into the details. I understand. Can you use the toilet in the van, or do most people take the toilet out of the van to use it?
I don't know anyone who would use the toilet outside of the van.
Right, so they use it in the van. Okay.
Correct.
What's it going to take then for you to take your supply of vehicles and upgrade them to a plumbed-in permanent seat while still having, obviously, a removable?
We think it's going to be about $1,000 a vehicle.
How many have you got?
Mate, somewhere around 100.
Okay. That's not it's a small sum. But the
not
other
a
matter
small
is...
problem.
Go ahead.
Yeah. And the thing is you extrapolate that out across the industry. You know, we're talking about a huge amount of money that's going into an industry that's already had a pretty tough time for the last couple of years.
About $5 million, I think, if my maths adds up. Okay.
Yeah. Look, you're sharper than I am right now.
Well,
but
I could be wrong,
too.
It's the timing thing also. So
yes.
Why do private vehicles get longer to make the transition? Sheer volume or what?
I don't understand that question. I've asked that question a number of times and haven't actually had a response. The reality is that rental operators, you would assume, would be the ones that you'd want to support through this process. We're the ones that provide that wraparound service. We're the ones that our travellers come down for an average of 22 days. They're spending a lot of money to get here. They're spending a lot of money day to day. They've chosen to rent off of a reputable company because that company will look after them if they're out on the road. And we're concerned about a flood of unself-contained camper vans hitting the market for this summer, ahead of next June the 7th, when private vehicles have to transition, and what will happen out on the road. We have local councils having to administer and monitor and manage vehicles in their campsites, having to try and determine what is rental, what is private, what is self-contained, what is not. It's just going to be, during the busiest month of the year, it's going to be a crazy, crazy period.
Will companies, if need be, just send the vehicles out with an unplumbed loo and no self-contained sticker? And if so, how would that impact the traveller? It's the places they can't go.
I don't believe we would do that. I think we're trying to get some clarity around what we need to do. We're not rushing into it because what's happened is the current standards, I believe, are okay and probably could be worked on and improved mutually with industry and with MB. What's happened is MB have appointed the Plumbers and Gasfitters Association, who are fantastic what they do, but what they do is buildings and houses. And I don't believe there's any real understanding of, and it shows through some of the regulations that sort of tried to throw into this that don't make any sense. So once we have some clarity around what we need to do, and it makes sense for the industry, and we believe in it, then we're happy to make some changes.
What the bill says here, the law now mandates that only motorhomes and caravans with permanently fixed toilets can be certified as self-contained. This ends the accepted practice of using portable toilets for this certification. What's coming back to the problem that's to be solved, is it a suspicion around a lot of those vans with that self-contained sticker not truly being so? Andy, what...
Yeah, and that's I sort of said it earlier. I think that the whole process or tact around the way that we're looking to try and make some improvements to the industry has been missed the mark completely. What we could have done as an industry is really focus on the very entry level vehicles, the bottom end of the market that we know are causing 90% of the issues. They're privately sold via Facebook or Trade Me. They're traded in amongst traveller groups with no consideration for function, no consideration for education, and that's where I believe the issues are coming from.
Okay.
Unfortunately, there's a blanket rule across the whole industry, and it's really impacting what is, you know, the biggest driver of arterial revenue to the country, to the extremities of the country.
Thank you, Andy Hazlett, Managing Director of Mad Campers.